What was it like just having that happen? Second game of the season, only a couple minutes into that one. I'm just given, you know, how much you guys wanted those 2 points, especially.
Yeah, I think just super weird. Obviously, I wanted to help the team as good as I can, and just sucked that it happened. But yeah, I think whole focus is on tomorrow.
What did you think of the hit?
I mean, personally, I think it was pretty late. I just didn't expect it coming.
For you guys as a line in that first game, how do you guys feel that, you know, getting to your game, how do you guys think you felt through those 3 periods there?
Well, I think we got to give them credit. I think they did a heck of a job skating-wise. Made it tough for us. And I think we just had a little trouble finding solutions in that game. Didn't really get going and get momentum.
Have you ever dealt with a hit like that before?
I don't think so. Like, I got some hits in the past, but I don't think that kind of hard hits before.
You expect to play tomorrow?
I'll see. I just gotta see how I feel in the morning and then go from there.
JJ, as far as the power play, how can you guys do better with your entries? You've worked on it a lot here in these 2 practices. How can you guys get better on the entries?
I think just simplified. I think we do it way too complicated. Want to make like the cute play every time, and sometimes just not there. And I think just playing way more simple and also playing more as a unit of 5.
Last year, you were able to score 28 goals as a regular. What now, as you're into this season, do you set goals for yourself, like how many goals you want to score, or how do you usually approach it?
No, not really. Just think, take more responsibility. That's my goal for the season, and try to help the team win. I think that's the main goal I set myself before season.
For you individually, what's it been like adapting to the way that, you know, Lindy wants to play? There's such an emphasis on, you know, getting back into your zone and tracking.
I mean, I like it. I think I'm a good skater, so I think it's a nice system for me personally. Just keep the legs moving, make it hard for the opposing team, and then obviously create some upman chances.
Do you feel there's more goals in you? I mean, do you feel, all right, you have 28, you have a season of 28, but you could do better than that?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean,
I know you hope so, but I mean, how do you feel in your play? I mean, 28's a good number, but do you feel you could even do better than that?
Yeah, obviously, expectation is always being better than I was last season, and that's my goal too. And number wise, I didn't really set myself something, but just obviously want to produce more and also like win those tight games.
What was it like for you in this trip, especially to play that game in Germany?
Pretty special, I think. Just super cool being back there with the fans, with the organization, seeing all the people there, having my family, my friends in there. So, I think just overall a really, really special game.
You seem like you really enjoyed the fans, the way they reacted to you, and just the way they react to the game. It's different, the way they react to a game, than maybe what we see here in North America.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's way more chanting, way more with drums and all that stuff. And I think it's a cool atmosphere. I think even if your team is kind of like struggling to get momentum back, I think the fans can contribute to that a lot.
Now, you've come from Europe to Buffalo many times. You understand what you need to do to get yourself adapted to the time, get your body feeling well. What kind of things do you have to do to get back? It seems like everybody's kind of adapted to it now after a couple of practices, but how long does it take?
Well, it's always hard to say. I think going from Europe to the U.S. is always easier because you just try to stay up as long as you can. And first couple of days got to be like 8 or 9 p.m. When you fall asleep. But I think for me personally, it was always like 4 to 5 days, kind of like adapting to the time change and being back there.
With what you're dealing with, you still feel pretty good now with your body, with the time change and everything you're dealing with here?
Yeah, obviously it wasn't the best case flying right home and all that stuff, but no, I think I really progressed from day to day really good, so I'm happy to say that.
Thanks, JJ.
Yeah, thank you.